This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Major League Soccer has made it official. Cincinnati is getting an expansion team. Here in Columbus, though, Crew fans and city and state officials continue to fight owner Anthony Precourt's plans to move the team to Austin, Texas. Morgan Hughes is one of the leaders of the hashtag Save the Crew movement. He joins me now. Hey, Morgan.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm well. Is Cincinnati getting an MLS team bad news for Columbus?
No, not at all. In fact, I think it's one of the best pieces of news that's come along since this whole thing kicked off in October. I've long said that the best place to put a hat store is next to an existing hat store. That's so that you know there are lots of customers who buy hats and they know where to go. Now it's the Hat District. I feel the same way about FC Cincinnati. Having them within the state boundaries and only an hour and a half south of us is a dream come true. There are a lot of Crew fans in Cincinnati. So we have a unique situation between the two fan bases where we're friends. We care about them and they care about us. But once the whistle blows, those feelings are shelved for 90 minutes.
Columbus and state officials are trying to use the so-called Modell Law to sue the Crew's owners to keep them here. Is that the best hope of keeping the team here, or is there something else you're pinning your hopes to?
I would not pin hopes. I don't think that they need to be pinned. I think that this is going to get done because it's the right thing to do on so many levels, not just on a level of, a community possibly being destroyed. But also from a business perspective, this is the right move. This is a massive market for soccer. It is arguably the most important market for soccer in this country. And saving the Columbus Crew, giving it, two things that it's never had before, and that is local ownership and a real rivalry. It makes the most sense in the world to make your original franchise, your founding member of your league, the standard bearer. Going forward. And so whether or not the lawsuit plays out in litigation for the next 5 years or they settle it tomorrow, we're going to save the Crew. And it's not over and everybody needs to hear it.
That said, attendance is down this year. A home game for the last Saturday in April drew about 11,500 people. That's compared to more than 19,000 for the same Saturday last year. Is enthusiasm flagging when it comes to putting butts in seats?
Well, I think that's probably an answer that is best given by each individual person who chose to not show up. What I can tell you is it's understandable when you're threatening to be destroyed to not want to maybe go to that thing. But if you look at it from another perspective, if you say 11,000 people showed up to a game in spite of what this guy wants to do to us, it takes on its proper perspective.
You have the Project 19 pledge where people can commit to buying tickets for the 2019 season if the Crew stays local, but it's non-binding. So how persuasive will it be for a potential buyer?
What it will do is it will give the new owner of Crew SC a running start. Part of the pledge is, hey, we're just a grassroots organization here. We're not professional enough to take people's money. What we're doing is we're collecting email addresses, we're collecting names, and we're collecting number of season tickets that people around town want to commit to. And when new ownership comes on board, they are going to have a running start with all of these qualified prospects and future customers that have already bought in, and all they got to do is pick up the phone or open their email account, and here we go.
Morgan Hughes, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me. This is not over. Tell everyone we're going to save the Crew.
Morgan Hughes is one of the leaders of the hashtag Save the Crew movement.